Tajikistan has a relatively small e-commerce and digital services market that is expected to grow only moderately, reaching approximately $28.4 million by 2029. One of the main criticisms of this Central Asian country is that it lacks legislation supporting electronic documents and does not yet have comprehensive rules covering areas such as digital identification, paperless trade, data protection, cybersecurity, and consumer protection. However, in December 2020, the president of Tajikistan enacted amendments to the VAT law that introduced VAT rules and regulations targeting non-resident digital service providers. These rules allow the tax authority to impose VAT even when the supplier has no physical presence in the country, creating several key VAT obligations for foreign digital businesses. Overview of Tajikistan's VAT system. Tajikistan administers VAT under its tax code, which is maintained by the Tax Committee. The VAT framework contains a dedicated regime for digital services supplied by foreign businesses. The VAT amendments introducing these rules and requirements came into effect in January 2021. Since then, 21 companies, including Meta, Google, Netflix, Adobe, Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, and Spotify, have registered for VAT purposes in Tajikistan. Under this regime, a foreign business providing digital services directly, or in certain cases through an intermediary, to individuals located in Tajikistan is treated as a taxable person. Where digital services are supplied to Tajik legal entities, individual entrepreneurs, or permanent establishments of foreign legal entities, the customer can instead be treated as a tax agent. In general, digital services are defined as services delivered automatically through information and communication networks, including the internet, using information technology. The definition is broad and covers many types of digital products and services supplied online. The list of services classified as digital services includes software and database access, including computer games, updates and additional functionalities, and online advertising, advertising space, and platforms that allow businesses to offer goods, services, or property rights for sale. Also, the definition covers a wide range of digital infrastructure and online services, including website hosting and administration, domain names, data storage and processing, computing capacity, access to information networks, and support for websites and other electronic resources. Furthermore, digital content such as ebooks, publications, educational and informational materials, graphics, music, and audiovisual content supplied through remote online access are considered digital services. Notably, the legislation also establishes several important exclusions. For example, a sale is generally not considered a digital service merely because the order was placed online if the goods or services are ultimately delivered or performed outside the internet. Software and databases supplied on physical media are also excluded. In addition, consulting services provided by email and ordinary internet access services do not fall within the definition. VAT rules and requirements for non-resident providers. Foreign digital service providers supplying qualifying digital services directly to individuals in Tajikistan are required to register electronically for VAT under the special regime. Importantly, there is no VAT registration threshold for non-resident digital service providers. Consequently, foreign providers must register for VAT in Tajikistan from the first supply to local consumers. The application for registration must be submitted within 30 days of the first taxable sale. The registration process requires information about the foreign business, including its legal name, country of registration, foreign taxpayer identification number or equivalent, registration details, legal address, website, email address, and contact information. Applicants may also need to provide documentation confirming their legal status in their home jurisdiction. The tax authority assigns a permanent and unique taxpayer identification number, TIN, which is used to identify taxable persons throughout their tax relationship with the authorities. Once registered, non-resident businesses must apply a 14% VAT rate. Foreign providers must also submit VAT returns electronically through the taxpayer's office. The official instructions confirm that VAT returns include data about the foreign provider, taxable transactions, VAT payable, and the types of digital services supplied. The return is submitted for each calendar quarter, with the applicable reporting deadline determined under the Special Electronic Services Rules. VAT registered businesses must also issue VAT invoices, which must identify the supplier and the buyer or consumer, including their legal or company names, addresses, taxpayer identification numbers, and single state identification numbers. Suppliers must also include the VAT registration certificate number and the date of registration. The invoice must also provide transaction-specific information, including details of the services supplied, details of advance payments, the taxable transaction amount, and the amount of VAT. Finally, each invoice must include its date of issue and unique serial number, allowing the transaction to be properly documented and tracked. Key compliance considerations. Foreign digital service providers should first determine whether their products or services fall within Tajikistan's definition of digital services. This is particularly important for businesses offering SaaS, software licenses, online advertising, cloud computing, hosting, digital platforms, and other automated internet-based services. The next step is to determine the customer's status and location. The special regime is particularly relevant where qualifying digital services are supplied directly to individuals in Tajikistan. B2B transactions can involve different tax agent rules, meaning that the supplier should not automatically apply the same VAT treatment to every Tajik customer. Businesses should also establish appropriate systems for identifying Tajik customers, determining the relevant VAT treatment, recording payments and converting foreign currency transactions where required. Because the tax period is quarterly and VAT returns are submitted electronically, accounting systems should be capable of producing the information required by the Tajik VAT declaration. Registration should be completed through the tax committee's dedicated electronic system, and foreign providers should maintain documentation supporting their registration information, customer classification, taxable supplies, and VAT calculations. The tax committee specifically provides an online system for foreign digital service providers making taxable supplies to Tajik individuals, together with dedicated forms and guidance. Finally, businesses should monitor amendments to the tax code and guidance issued by the tax committee.